Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th, and the whole week ahead. Well, little old Mercury, your ruling planet, is about to move into your seventh house of relationships. What does that mean? It means that over the next couple of weeks, talking, chatting, communicating, conversing with somebody in your life is all important. It's about getting things off your chest and talking about things openly and not burying your thoughts and feelings so they can hamper a relationship. Here's your Sunday stars. The huge solar eclipse in your seventh house is so important. Over the next 6 months, it's going to bring enormous change and some benefits, but equally, if you're in a bad relationship or one that isn't working, it can sweep away the past and bring you in a more positive position. But it can also heal the wounds of a bad relationship. All in all, the next 6 months will bring relationship change in one way or another. And here's your Monday stars. With so much going on in the sign of Aries, there's certain things that you need to deal with now. They could be psychological, and they could certainly be sexual, and they might be emotional too. But it's all about knowing yourself and understanding yourself. You're certainly going to be in a position over the next few weeks, maybe through experience or circumstance, when there'll be a change in your life through an encounter with someone you meet. And here's your Tuesday stars. Taking your time, stepping back, and just feeling certain things that maybe you haven't really addressed in the past is a good thing. Could be a psychological thing, and it could even pertain to your sexual needs or desires. This is not a time to actually do anything concrete, because the moon on her own means reflecting on things and maybe coming to a choice or decision in times to come. And here's your Wednesday stars. The power of the sign of Aries in your eighth house, check it out. It's all around you at the moment. The eighth house, and you can check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The eighth house is very psychological and very deep. And certainly it means, and these stars are all about that, it means digging into yourself, knowing what it is about you, not being in denial, not kidding yourself that something's wrong when it's right or right when it's wrong. Get to know thyself. And here's your Thursday stars. Very romantic connection between the Sun and Neptune is probably just what you need. It, on one hand, it's very romantic and it can mean meeting somebody where there is a strong romantic vibration and pull between the two of you. On the other hand, it can mean confusion in a relationship where one of you hides your feelings for one another. There is a need for a degree of honesty when it comes to you and somebody else now. And here's your Friday stars. With Jupiter opposing Uranus, there's a lot of things that can be worked out and sorted out, and especially when it comes to money. You are in a phase anyway when you need to deal with money and finance. You need to get real about certain things, or you need to cut your cloth accordingly. Either way, with this kind of aspect, as long as you don't rush, or so long as you don't skirt over things, be more Virgo, be more particular, and look at the minutiae when it comes to money.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.